Hi, good morning, Boss. I apologize for the delay. So continuing with the with the drasha, the shir about the relationship between tshuva and bechiru chafshes. The Rav has a very fundamental and remarkable discussion about what the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha consists of. Excuse me, what comprises the mitzvah? Now, there's the way it's formatted, the way it's presented, at least in its redaction in Al HaTshuva. The Rav himself didn't write Al HaTshuva. It was written secondhand based on the Tshuva drashas, so one cannot be medayik in Al HaTshuva the way one is medayik in his own ksav yad. So there's the way it's presented, and then there's the tochen advarim. So I'd like to begin with a comment on the way it's presented. But please let's try to excuse me. Let's try to be clear on this line between the tzuras advarim and the tochen advarim. So the tzuras advarim, as it's again with an element of mipi hashmua presented in the drasha here in Al HaTshuva, focuses on the different wording that the Rambam has in the Yad, as opposed to Sefer Mitzvahs from the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That in the Yad, the Rambam says Yisod Yisod is va'amad ha'chokhmas leida. Rambam employs the verb, the term yediya. In Sefer Mitzvahs, the lashon is a mitzvah at arishona. He at tzivay asher tzivanu lahaamin ho elokus, v'hu shenaamin sheyesham ila v'siba. And again, as it's presented, again with a somewhat indirectly. Excuse me, somewhat indirectly here in the Al HaTshuva, Rav talks about two different elements or aspects of the mitzvah as reflected in those two different terms and those two different verbs of Laham and Leida. The Tzuras HaDvarim is very surprising, and again, it is mipi hashmua, and maybe that sort of preempts the question. Because if you take a look, Reb Chaim Heller very famously, the Rambam wrote, with the exception of the Mishnah Torah, the Arach HaZakah, and the Tshuvas to the Chachmei Lunel, so the Rambam wrote everything else in Judeo-Arabic. The Perish Mishnayos, the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Morah, most of his Tshuvas were all written in Judeo-Arabic. The Yad he wrote in Lashon HaKodesh, and it's generally and widely assumed the Tshuvas to the Chachmei Lunel also that the Rambam wrote in Lashon HaKodesh. But everything else he wrote in Judeo-Arabic, and we're learning in translation. So Reb Chaim Heller quotes from a from professor of Oriental languages at Berlin University at the time, that the word that Ibn Tibbon translates as Lahamin could also be translated as Leida. And I think he even goes on, I'm sorry, he even goes on to comment that in Rav Sadia Gaon's Emunas V'Deyos, Rav Sadia Gaon also wrote in Judeo-Arabic, in Rav Sadia Gaon's Emunas V'Deyos, the word that's translated as Deus in Emunus or Deus is the same word that in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs is translated as Lahamin, as Emunas HaElokos. So the emes is that in light of this Heora, there isn't really room for any discussion as to is there a stira? There isn't a stira, but here the emphasis is one way. There the emphasis is the other way. Yitachin of the Rambam said the same thing in both places. And the reason it's so surprising is because I think we know that the Rav was very much aware of it. In footnote 13 in Isha Halacha, so he references this Heora of Rav Chaim Heller. I understand that there hadn't been a misprint in the edition of Isha Halacha that I'm looking at, but I say the mitzvah shalom, mitzvah say aleph, hotzas yedidi hagon mu'agol ma'arach Heller shlita. For Omnam, this is what Rav Chaim Heller writes. V'omnam beguf ha'aravi k'suva milas, I don't know, there are no nekudas here, so I'm going to make up the nekudas. Et hakad, aleph, ayin, tof, kuf, aleph, dalet, shebe'emes yesh lo gam muvan das, v'shapin nuchal letargim shetzivana b'yediyas ha'alokos, v'husha neida. Oh, so I'm sorry. So this part of Chaim Heller said on his own. What he quotes from the professor, the Yedidi HaChochem, a professor, Yitzchak Mitvach Zal, He'irani Misifo Shav Sadigon, Shenikra Ba'arvis in Arabic. And the latter word of Emunas V'Deos is the same word that the Rambam is using here, that Ibn Tibon translated as Emuna. So in terms of the Tzuras HaDvarim, the pashtus is, in light of this hour, that there's no Torah to be said based on that, based on contrasting the translation of Sefer Mitzvahs with the Rambam's own words in the Yad, because Yitachin, the translation of Sefer Mitzvahs should have been different, in which case the Rambam said the same thing in both places. However, that having been said, Lemaisa, everything that the Rav says about the Shitas HaRambam is independently muchrach minei uvei, even without this prompt, even without it, without being tola it in Lashon Lahamin in the Sefer Mitzvahs and Leida in the Yad. Well, what does the Rav say? The Rav says that his understanding is that when the Rambam says there's a mitzvah leida, Rambam doesn't just mean to know intellectually. He doesn't just mean to cognitively understand and recognize, but that a person should have an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it says Yisod, Yisod of Amar HaChokhma is leida sheyesh ha-motzi rishon, what it means is that a person should have an awareness which colors everything he sees and everything he experiences, lens through which a person so every so many years they decide to look what the state of belief is in America. So in America, you can't tell what the state of belief is by what people do, because people do whatever they want to do. So that's really the way you gauge whether a person is a ma'amin. You gauge whether a person is a ma'amin by how he lives his life. No, in America, so there's a different sheet. In America, you do whatever you want. And then on the questionnaire, you say, yeah, yes, you believe in God, and that's supposed to buy you a one-way ticket to heaven when the time comes. So you can't tell whether people supposedly believe by their actions. You wouldn't know it by most people's actions. So you ask, okay, so they check off yes, and maybe on some level, you're talking that it's true on some detached level with a lot of dissonance between that and behavior and lifestyle. So that's there's one bechina to intellectually know. Yeah, intellectually, I understand the world has not been around forever. Something doesn't appear, something physical doesn't appear from nothing on its own. That's the ultimate absurdity. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam, there's a Borei Olam. A person, I see that our Masora is just so compelling. I see there was a Ma'amad Hasina. A person can have belief, knowledge, which is intellectual. It's something that the person cognitively, intellectually grasps. And what the Rav here is coming to tell us, so you saw this thing, is that, of course, that's included in Mitzvah Sanochi, but that's not the extent of Mitzvah Sanochi. And what Mitzvah Sanochi, again, in its fuller sense, is that Leida also, it means to have an awareness. That's what the Rav is this poetic description. A person goes outside and he sees a shkia. So he experiences it in light of his belief that all existence comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. So that's the yesod that the Rav is discussing, as you saw in learning the shir, the drasha. Lemaisa, we'll come in a minute to one raya the Rav himself suggests to this in the footnote of Vikashta Misham that you saw. But let's take a look at something else as well. If you happen to have on hand a Sefer Mitzvahs, so take a look at us. I apologize for not having given advance notice on this one. But if you have a Sefer Mitzvahs, take a look. Just one word of an introduction. Well, let's just say the same. Hamitzvah Rishana. Take a look at Mitzvah Rishana, Rav Asa. Hamitzvah Rishana, hi atzivoi, asher tzivanu laham in ha'alokos. The first mitzvah is the commandment of belief in divinity. V'hu shenam in sheyesham ila v'siba. We should be ma'amin that there's a cause, a source for all existence. Who po'el l'chol on themselves, and he's the life force, the source of life, the existence from which all else derives, within which all else exists. Okay, good. Let's turn the page. Mitzvah Hashniya. The second mitzvah. Hi atzivu shetzivanu be'emun asayichud. V'hu shenam in kipol ha-metzirs v'sibosu ha-rishon ha-echad. So the mitzvah Hashniya elaborates, as it were, on the mitzvah Rishona, and it tells us the mitzvah to be ma'amin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, to whom, as it were, we were introduced in the mitzvah Rishona, is unique. And part of that uniqueness, by definition, is that he's there's no multiplicity associated with him. He's echad. Okay. Let's skip to Hamitzvah Revius. The Hamitzvah Revius, he should sivanu laham in yeraso yisala hu pachet mimenu. So Rav Kapach, in his translation of Sefer Mitzvahs, has a footnote here, and he says that Ibn Tibbon translated Laham and Yeraso, and then Rav Kapach, who was candid in sharing his opinion of earlier translations, writes that Eini Yodaya Ketzad Ma'aminim Yira. Eini Yodaya Ketzad Ma'aminim Yira, meaning that the phrase to believe his fear is a nonsensical phrase. So what is Rav Kapach suggest as an alternative? Shenitztavinu legbor b'da'atenu yiraso yisala. But the emphasis is like this. The Yodei Dovo point out, amongst them, Professor Schwartz, Zichrono Livracha, that Ibn Tibbon in his translations did something which is really crucial. He always translated the same Arabic word in the Rambam to the same Hebrew word in the translation. So that you can be medayek when you're learning Ibn Tibbon's translations, you can be medayek that the Rambam used the same word in two different places. That's a gewaltige thing, because the whole problem with translation is, you know, the translator, as much as he tries not to, stands in between us and the Mechaber, and the translator doesn't want to do that. The translator, as much as possible, wants to stand to the side and just facilitate our learning directly from the Rambam. He doesn't want to be the go-between. But if you don't translate the same word consistently, so then you're doing that to... You're placing yourself in between others and the original Mechaber. So the point is here that in each of these three mitzvahs of Anochi, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Yiras Hashem, the Rambam used the same verb. And Ibn Tibbon, therefore, used the same verb also. But what possible verb is there? So write a blank. Two, I don't know. So we would say, believe or know that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, for Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Two, blank, Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. Again, we would say, believe or know. But then two, something, Yira. How do you fill in that same blank three times? What one verb fills in those, what one verb or phrase fits in to all three contexts? Again, so just rereading, when the Rambam said, "V'hu shenam in sheyesham ila v'sibah who poel l'chol themselves," shenam in kipol hametzias v'sibaso rishona echad, shetzivanu laham in yiraso. In each case where Ibn Tibbon said laham, and the Rambam said the same word. So how do you? Ibn Tibbon was struggling with something here. So what word fits in, right? What word plugs in? Well, we would say to have Yiras Shamayim, and we would say to believe or to know Hashem and Hashem Echad. And yet the Rambam has a word, maybe that word needs to translate as a phrase, but whatever it is, the Rambam has a word, a word phrase, that fits into all three. So the pashtus is that what the Rambam means and what Ibn Tibbon was using lahamin in this sense is lahamin for Ibn Tibbon means something, knowledge for Ibn Tibbon, he was afraid that we would translate that as something, again, purely intellectual. Something to which a person intellectually subscribes, something which a person cognitively grasps, right? We all know that 2 + 2 = 4, but, you know, unless we're shopping and are supposed to come home with 4 tomatoes, not more, not less, we're not necessarily walking around thinking about the fact that 2 plus 2 is 4. So Ibn Tibbon didn't want to use like that. We'll see in a minute that there is a certain question on that, but be that as it may. So what did the Rambam say, and how do you express it? So the Pashta says that the word or phrase that plugs in to the mitzvah of Anochi, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and Yiras Hashem, is to have an intellectually based awareness. Again, to have an intellectually based awareness. A person should have, if you take that phrase, so that plugs in, right? There's a mitzvah's essay to have an intellectually based awareness, not just, well, you know, I'll believe it. I don't know if it's true. It's not true. No, it's an intellectually based awareness. A person has an intellectually based awareness in the Ribbono Shel of the Ribbono Shel Olam who's Echad Yachad Miuchad, and a person has an intellectually based awareness of Yira. So then that same word phrase plugs in into each of these three contexts. Did you hear that, Rabbi Say? And that's what that Ibn Tibbon is clearly using. Dova Gadol Diber. Dova Gadol Diber. That's what Ibn Tibbon is using Lahamin in that sense. Kunt Ois. So now when you come back to, again, to the tochen of what the Rav has as it's presented there, Mipi HaShmua in the Alat Tshuva, that Mitzvah Anochi is not only to know or believe, but it's to experience the world that way. It's to have an awareness. So the Rambam said that Mufurish in Sefer Mitzvahs. Because in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam uses the same verb for Anochi, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and Yiras Hashem. So what verb is there for the, again, we would say to have or cultivate Yira, to know or believe Metzias Hashem, Yichad Hashem. And the Rambam has the same word phrase. And that same word phrase that fits into all three is Lahamin, means to have an intellectually based awareness which consists of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad, Yiras Hashem. So then, Kum Dais, that what the Rav says is Mufurish in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that the mitzvah of Anochi is not simply to know or believe. No, but it means something that permeates a person's consciousness. Because it means when a person goes out to the world, he sees the world as a Dova HaNivra. The full kiyum of Anochi to which we strive is that a person goes out into the world and he sees the world. He experiences the world as a Dova HaNivra. Let's say you go out onto the street and you're near a corner where two streets intersect, and you see a little child. Again, you have a right angle corner intersection between two cross streets. And you see a child here, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old. And within your line of vision, you don't see a parent or a babysitter or an older sibling. But you know, you see the child. You see this is a 2-year-old. This is not a child who's out and about by himself. You know, by seeing the child, by who the child is, by what the child is, your view of the child, your understanding of the child is such that you know right here around the corner, you can only see over here, but right here around the corner, you know that obviously there's a parent and the child ran ahead. So the mitzvah of Anochi again is that it's this all encompassing awareness and lens, and that's what the Rav is describing again as reproduced in the Drashta. B'munach, again, separate, please, in your minds, the how it's being presented from the what. We're interested in the what. Ve'ulam b'munach leida hakavana l'todo'ah matmedet, a constant, perpetual awareness. L'hakarat midit. She'emuna le'elokim tia l'odam b'vchinas zika she'ena poseket. Orientatio shel keva, it's an orientation. Mitziut chaya, a living reality, she'eno yachol la'siach daito mimena, that a person can't be distracted from it, afilo l'machtzis hadaka, even for half a minute. Toda'ah zo shel mitziyus elokim, this awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, muchacha, liyot ha'yesod l'machshavoteinu v'ayinoteinu v'kshoteinu b'chol ha'matzavim v'chol ha'tzna'im. It should be the source for our thoughts, our ideas, our feelings in all situations, in all circumstances. Hakol, hakol, everything, muchach lehisov misavir v'amunazo. Everything circles. This is the center of gravity for everything. Everything circles around that. And then the Rav has his description as you saw. Kom adam b'shachris v'roa chama b'zrichasa. A person gets up in the morning, he sees a sunrise. Yotzeu l'chutz b'en arbaim. He goes out in the evening. Kasha chama b'shkiyasa v'roa es ovi ha'esh ha'otfim es ha'ofek b'seisev ha'nashmashu se'yom chol. Again, he sees the beauty of a sunrise, of a sunset. Harei muchach hu le'ot b'tiferet zo shel zricha. I skipped a few lines. Ushkia b'chukiyot kozmet mufla'a zo et ha'hishtakva shel kvod Hashem. The person sees kvod Hashem reflected in that. And then the Rav goes on to say that that's this lens of that the world is experienced through a lens of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not limited to just natural phenomena. It's the basis of the bracha that we make. If you see an extraordinary chacham, mechach meyisrael, shachak mechachmasa li'reyav. If you see a chacham from umas ha'olam, shachak mechachmasa l'basav adam, also reflects the same idea of how a person sees and experiences everything in light of Anochi, because that's what the mitzvah Anochi in its fullest sense entails, is that it's an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times, in every context. This idea... The Rav had already presented in the beginning of Uvikashta Misham. And then, interestingly, and here we just want to try to understand Pshat in what the Rav means. So in the text, the Rav writes, Iyafshal lachshov. Again, this is the text leading into footnote 4, so it's towards the beginning of Vikashtam. Eifshal lachshov l'daber v'ladun al mitzirut ha'olam v'adam. Here, this is the Rav's actual words. One cannot think about, speak about, deliberate about mitzios olam v'adam, the existence of the cosmos of man, im ein chayim u'margishim et mokor ha'havaya. If a person doesn't live and sense the source of all existence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Rav quotes, Yisad, Yisad, Amar HaChochmas, Leida Sheyesh HaMotzei Rishon. Sorry, excuse me. Again, this is Parag Aleph of Hilchos Yisrael Torah, the opening halachas. V'imyal al adash shehu eino motzui ein dover achi yochol lehimotzos. V'imyal al adash ein kol nimtzoyim levadu mitzuyim hu levadu yi amotzui v'lo yi batel hu lebitulam. How does this prove the Rav's point? What do you see here that the Rambam's Leida, and again, Agav, the question on Ibn Tibbon is that the Rambam clearly was comfortable using Leida to mean not just intellectual understanding, cognitively grasping. The Rambam clearly was comfortable using Leida in this broader sense. So that's the kasha which I think remains b'tzorchiyon on Ibn Tibbon, unless he just thought that in Arabic no one made that I don't know, but I don't know. That's the kasha on Ibn Tibbon. That remains that's the tzorchiyon on Ibn Tibbon. But where do you see what does the Rav see in this lashon Rambam? Again, that Leida doesn't just mean to know discursively, cognitively, intellectually, but it means this awareness, something that's embedded in a person's awareness. And where does he see that it means that whatever a person sees or experiences, he sees in light of or in the shadow of his Yediyas Hashem. The Rav sees it in these lines. You know, this is a Gevaldik example. You know, there's a famous comment that has been preserved and recorded from Reb Chaim Oizer. Reb Chaim Oizer said about Reb Chaim, generally, I thought of in terms of his unparalleled geonus and depth and profundity. So Reb Chaim Oizer famously said that Reb Chaim was the biggest baki, that no one could approach Reb Chaim's begiz. And then he explained because Kena Vesnisht Zaina Taisusin. He says, other people learn all the Tosfos and Shas, and yet they don't know Reb Chaim's Tosfos and Shas because they don't see in the Tosfos what Reb Chaim sees in the Tosfos. So this is a perfect example of that. So we all read this Rambam time and time again. And so what did the Rav see here? So at least two things, mentioning at least one of the two for now. The Rambam mentions the yediyah about Hashem and the yediyah about the world in the same breath. Again, rereading the Lashon Rambam. Yisod ha-yisodos v'omad ha-chochmas leida sheyesh sham motzi risham v'hu mamtzi kol nimtzo v'chol ha-nimtzo mishamayim v'oretz v'mashe b'neim lo nimtzo ela me'amita si motzo. So in the same breath of Yediyas Hashem, the Rambam in the same breath says, and everything else is derivative, contingent, dependent. And in case we didn't get it the first time, the Rambam says it a second time. And he says, and if you'll do a thought experiment and imagine that there's no Ribbono Shel Olam, so nothing else can exist. It's sort of like saying, do a thought experiment. Can a puppet move if there's no hand inside the puppet making its motions? Can the puppet talk if the ventriloquist is not throwing his voice? Right? So that really drives home that it's nothing kishala atzmo. And when the Rambam presents that understanding of the world, it's not it's not something we're in deducing from Yedias Hashem. It's not something we're inferring from Yedias Hashem. It's part of our Yedias Hashem. You hear that, Rabbi Yossi? It's not a corollary. It's not a deduction. It's not an inference. It's part of you. What do you mean it's part of Yedias Hashem? How is part of Yedias Hashem? How is it part of Anochi to recognize that we and everything else, again, are derivative, contingent, dependent, b'kitzur, nothing? How is that part of Yedias Hashem? So the time it says, that's what the Rav says. No, if Yedias Hashem means not only belief that there's a Ribono Shalom, but it means an awareness of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the awareness of Anochi Hashem Elokecha means that when a person looks out into the world, when a person looks into the mirror, so the same way when you look at a puppet, you know that the puppet can't be moving if there's not a hand that inside that manipulating and orchestrating. And when you hear this doll talking, so then you know that this guy is a very accomplished ventriloquist and who knows how to throw his voice. That's how you perceive the puppet. That's how you perceive the doll, right, which seems to be talking. So the nimshal, obviously not in a way that it encroaches upon the chiyu chavshus, obviously. That's not intended as part of the moshal. But the nimshal is that heyos, that the mitzvah Anochi Hashem, is not only, again, belief in or knowledge of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a belief in knowledge of, which generates an all-encompassing awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then it's not just a deduction, not just an inference, not just a corollary, but it's integral to the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamsikol Nimtza and everything else in terms of existence, not in terms of lack of Bechiru, Rachman Aslan. Everything else in terms of existence is like the puppet, is like the talking doll in the... as part of the routine of the ventriloquist. There's more to it, but that's the part that we should be discussing now. Then the Rav goes on, and this is sort of how this enters the Shia, the Drasha, about Bechira Chavshis. He says that the same way a person's belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is an awareness, something which is a embedded in the person's awareness. So too, the knowledge of Bechira Chavshis shouldn't just be something that a person is intellectually aware, intellectually subscribes to, and not just something that he intellectually grasps, but it should be something. It should be something which is internalized, that the person should know and feel that he has those kochos. Not just, oh, if you ask him, yeah, I suppose that's true. But then a person really feels helpless and powerless to overcome obstacles. No, it's that the person is supposed to, again, that it should become, that it should translate, that the knowledge should translate into awareness is true for this Yisod as well. That's what the Rav points to, that the fact that the Rambam makes a point of telling us that Bechira Chavshis is not only something we know as a matter of faith through the Torah, but it's also something that can be known al pi chokhmah. Can be known al pi chokhmah means that it's something which is intuitive to us, something that a person therefore can and therefore should just viscerally feel, and the difference being that it's so much closer. So when a person has that awareness, okay, there's still much more in this drasha to deal with. So the Thursday Ben Kessel also as well. Hopefully we'll return to this. I wish everyone a good gevensh gesund yor, exil chsim atova, yimali Hashem, shalz livchem l'tova.